An Earnest Spirit, October 10. Equipment for Service. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Do your best, and God will accept your efforts. Take up the duty lying nearest you, and perform it with fidelity, and your work will be wholly acceptable to the Master. Do not, in your desire to do something great, overlook the smaller tasks awaiting you. The coming of Christ is near, and hasteth greatly. The time in which to labor is short, and men and women are perishing. Said the angel, "Should not the men who have had great light cooperate with him who sent his Son to the world to give light and salvation to men? Shall men who have received the knowledge of the truth line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, show but little appreciation of him who came to the earth that his divine power might be the heritage of every believing soul?" It was thus that the divinity of Christ was to become effectual in the salvation of the race, and the intercession of our great high priest avail before the throne of God. The plan was devised in heaven. Shall those who have been bought with such a price fail of appreciating the great salvation? Missionaries should enter the field before they shall be compelled to cease labor. There are now open doors on every side. They cannot afford to wait to complete years of training, for the years before us are not many, and we need to work while the day lasts.